Good afternoon, planet Earth. Good afternoon to the woodland people who keep track of the forest. Good afternoon to the plants and animals. Good afternoon to the trees that stare down at me with eyes of fury, with pangs of sadness. These trees have their eye on me. We look to the sky, we will not die, but the fire burns and the heart yearns. It is Saturday, August the, if you can believe it, August the 19th, 2023. August the 19th, 2023. August the 19th, 2023, Saturday, just after 3 p.m., here somewhere on the Olympic Peninsula, an undisclosed magical location. Yes, we're travelers now. We are refugees. We are hunted by our own mistakes. We are hunted. I am podcasting here in the woods because I currently am homeless, and I'm not here to complain. I want to be honest about everything and try to deal with you guys as respectfully as you've dealt with me, which is pretty respectfully most of you, if not all of you. I am homeless. I'm sitting here at Sequim Bay Park at a bench at a site that me and my brother got for the night. Last night we slept as boondockers in the Walmart parking lot. Today we can spend some time peacefully in the woods, as peacefully as I'm capable of. I want to be able to tell you, my friends, that I am bravely facing every challenge, every single challenge, with the knowledge that God, as He has so many travelers, is looking out for me. Which He is. But the thing about God, His plan is bigger than ours, our little plans. And sometimes our lives are upended because the Lord's idea of what should be is in conflict, you know, with our basic human needs, the things we want, the things we desire. And that simply is what is. So we go with God's plan and we improvise our own plans as need be. Hey, honker, to surf reality of the divine, right? To become a surfer. The thing is, I'm not much of a surfer. I have commented many times in my podcast that some people, perhaps most of the solid middle class folk, are flying at about 100,000 feet. And I think they're about to lose power. But if I've learned anything on this very brief, crooked journey so far, it's simply this. I'm still 100 feet above the ground, baby. And the thing about being 100 feet off the ground is you can still die. You can still get killed. It's a thing. 100 feet is plenty of time. 10 meters per second squared, right? 10 meters per second squared is all you need, brothers and sisters. That little bit of acceleration due to gravity. And by the time you hit the bottom, your potential energy translates into kinetic energy and a moment of force. And perhaps you're shattered. Perhaps you're broken. And that's all there is to it. Throughout human history, there have been good times, bad times, easy and hard times. Some people seem to have it easy no matter the epoch, you know, at least easy in earthly terms. But there are some epochs of human existence that can only be described as brutish, violent, dark, difficult, and a lot of people do end up dying. And the levels of difficulty, as with most things, varies. Sometimes the difficulty is about economics, like the Great Depression. Sometimes it's a natural catastrophe, like Mount St. Helens going off, or the tsunami that wrecked Japan in 2011 and set off a couple nuclear meltdowns at Fukushima. I feel, as you know, that all of the above is what is on the menu. Does that mean give up? No. But we should be aware that at any time, good or bad, our lives are short, and we cannot know the date or time that the Lord will take us home. Take this forest that surrounds me. It has green and growth and life. Still, so much life, so many bugs and creepy crawlies, so many birds, so many furry little creatures. Many places around the world right now are burning, and many species are at risk right now, not because your car or your cheeseburger, but because nature is in charge, which means ultimately, if you're a Christian, God's in charge. Trees and forests are beautiful, brothers and sisters, and they, too, do not last. Forests burn down. Plants and animals die. If you take a purely secular view of history, in the last, 3 billion years of life on planet Boblimpdoc, there have been about 5 major extinctions. Some people say we're in the 6th right now. And then there have been about 100 lesser extinctions. And the lesser extinctions are pretty bad too. And yet, despite all the travail, despite all the problems creatures face, life continues. There are those who will say, I saved up, Dan. I have a fat bank account, Dan. I have a nice home worth $80 billion, Dan. I got money, Dan. I got a 401k. I'm set. But nothing that mankind builds lasts, my friends. Nothing. Nothing of this world lasts. It is wonderful and it is exciting. And for that reason, we should embrace every single moment as if it's our last moment. But none of it, family, friends, property, cars and yachts, even this forest that surrounds me, none of it lasts. Banks become insolvent, brothers and sisters. I'm going to drink a little bit of water here if that's okay. Banks become insolvent. Investments become frauds. And homes that you spent so much money on burn to the ground. While insurance companies go bankrupt or deny support, this is happening right now in the world. It might not be happening to you right now, yet. But don't pretend that any degree of dollar cost averaging protects you. It doesn't. However, we should still live good lives, dignified lives, seek after joy, you know, and creative work, my friends. We should work together, voluntarily, without force, in freedom, in order to solve the problems we face. And along with this, we must be willing to tell and listen to the truth. We live in an age of deception. This is the case. And perhaps the biggest obstacle we face is man-made. So many liars and grifters. So many desiring to be lied to. I'm not perfect, my friends, but you can rest assured I have no interest in lying to you. Except about, you know, having sex with Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, I'll lie about that, right? So I'm making some notes for a podcast, and I will try to do it here right from the woods, and wherever I am, I'll try to keep doing it. I can't tell you that I'll be able to. It would take my Zoom recorder failing, my keyboard being broken, and a whole bunch of other things could happen, and I won't be able to speak with you. But I'll keep trying. Assuming nobody comes and attacks me, I'll try to be happy, even though in ideal circumstances, like the last 2.5 years in Utah, and Justin, if you're out there listening, God bless you. Beth, if you're out there listening, God bless you too. The 2.5 years I got to spend in your basement were perhaps the most peaceful and the most dignified 2.5 years I've ever had. And it might be enough energy, enough of that positive force to make it through. Who knows? Maybe I did become a surfer. I just don't know it yet. Living with Beth and Justin was the closest I'd come to acceptance in my whole life. I'm a weird hermit. I like to be left alone. I know we all gotta have jobs, and believe me, I'll be looking as soon as I can, but if I could have lived that life, that low-profile existence for the rest of my life, as imperfect as it was, and believe me, I got a left arm to prove that, baby, I would still be there, but that's not how things go. Forests burn down. Homes are destroyed. Life can be good and life can be bad. And we don't ever know when the Lord will call us home. And if you're an atheist, you never know for whom the bell tolls, baby. You never know when the bell tolls for you. You never know when the Grim Reaper shows up. You never know when the sky turns gray. You never know where the bear traps lay. I'm a Christian, so I'll tell you straight up that Jesus brings peace. But brothers and sisters, I'm a human being. And my desires may be relatively small, but as that vehicle goes by, I can tell you something. Whatever my desires might be, I'm still flying 100 feet off the ground. I can pretend to be smug. I can pretend to judge. But the reality is just confronting what I've confronted. In a relatively short period of time, I have failed. I have failed to stay as optimistic as I should. I have failed to put on the brave face every day. I keep enduring in the basic hope that if you can endure and if you can keep going, well, maybe there's no limit. Maybe we can keep going. We can endure. But many of a dark thought has entered my mind in recent days, and that is also the truth. So here it is. This podcast will probably be relatively brief. I mean, if it's about 20 minutes, I'd be surprised. Then again, I say that, don't I, a lot. And then I talk for 2 hours. But I think a couple hikers will come by and punch me in the face. So however long this podcast lasts, it will be limited, as all things are, by the essential nature of reality. And whatever bear or cougar wants to, you know, make me a feast. And I'll tell you this too, I'm going to let God be in the driver's seat. I'm not giving up my choices. I'm still basically Jonah, stubborn as heck. But I'm not going to pretend that I fully understand what the Lord has before me. I don't. And I'm not going to pretend that my tiny life has any significance to the plan for you. This is my reality. And if you're asking yourself, well, Dan, should we all put on the hair shirt and go down to the sea and beat ourselves with reeds? The answer is no. Good times or bad times, nobody lives forever. Good times or bad times, people get sick. Good times or bad times, there are poor and there are rich, and this is just the way it is. It would be great if everyone could be happy all the time, but I have met a lot of people with a lot of money, and most of them are some of the unhappiest people I have ever met. So yeah, I don't have much, and I sold a lot of what I had left yesterday. And perhaps tomorrow, I'll lose everything I have left, and I'll tell you something, that's okay too. If you hear noises in the podcast, this is just humans and other creatures. So the first brief subject has to do with boondocking. If you don't know what boondocking is, it's essentially, it's basically when you live out of your vehicle and you find yourself a parking lot. Walmart is often friendly. I stayed at the Walmart in Squim last night. It was actually pretty good. From what my brother tells me, way better than Augusta. Augusta, Maine, not Georgia. I'm not going down to Georgia. But here's the thing about boondocking. If you're going to boondock, make sure you don't eat Thai food. Don't have any Thai food if you're going to boondock. That's a real problem. Make sure you pack stuff right. If you don't pack your stuff right, you won't be able to get to it. My stuff was packed kind of poorly, and so stuff has been hard to get to. Don't be surprised if you picked a good time to start smoking cigarettes again. Don't be surprised that many hate potheads in the state of Washington, believe it or not. Don't let the evil ones break you down. If you're homeless or temporarily homeless or longer term homeless, it's easy to listen to the dark voices. And there are a lot of them right now, mostly voices of fear. Because the problem with a homeless person is you can call them drug addicts and you can call them thieves and you can call them criminals, and you just described the Senate and the House of Representatives. You can call them all the names you want to, but what people see when they see you, what they see is potentially a glimpse into their own future. And so there's a reason why people will hate you. So don't let it bring you down, baby. Don't be discouraged. People are going to stare at you as you walk down the street, even if you're a boondocker, even if you're the next level up as my brother is, and he gave me a ride, an old hobo. Even if you're next level up and you're a boondocker, people are going to give you looks sometimes. People are going to say, why are you here? Why are you parked here? Why do you exist? But whatever square foot of ground you're standing on, however small it seems, and it is, you exist in this world. You're not a slave. You're not a victim. And you have a right to exist. And what I would say is, if someone says, well, you're an addict or a thief or a criminal, tell them, vote for me in 2024. And I would add one other thing that you've heard me say many times, but your smart device is dumb. Your smart device is kind of stupid. If you think your smart device will save you, sometimes it might help. But in reality, smart devices are probably not going to be the thing that helps you in the years ahead. There are people down the street you don't know. You live in a city. There are people down the street you've never met. If you have the courage, and I said this 4 years ago, before the COVID, before the race war nonsense, before the all the divide and conquer summer of paranoia BS, I said the following. Getting to know your neighbors is one of the cheapest ways to protect your family. So guess what? You can put down your smart device and get to know your neighbors. You can learn a skill that you don't know, like, for example, three-stage purification of water, which I'm not going to go into today before somebody yells at me. There are a lot of things we can do. And again, I'm not going to say smart devices are useless or computers are useless. I'm using a computer right now. But what I will say is this. as human beings, we don't have to have all the technology that surrounds us in order to get by. And you might get discouraged at some point if you say to yourself, well, it's gone, Dan. What hope is there? I have a different perspective. It's gone. What hope has begun? You see, my basic opinion, and I'll end the podcast on this, is the following. And I remember saying this, heck, I remember saying this about 7 years ago when I saw what was coming. I said, my friends, if we can be honest with each other, if we can tell the truth, if we are willing to confront the truth, whatever it is, and if we're willing to say to ourselves, maybe the people who have the power are not telling us the truth, then we got a chance. If we can solve problems as teams, voluntarily, without force, we have a chance. If we figure out that probably one of the worst ways to solve a problem is by threatening people, we have a chance. But if we keep piling more bad ideas on top of bad ideas, we have a lot more problems, brothers and sisters. We're in trouble. So we should pursue liberty. If someone tells you today, well, we can't afford to be free because everything that's going on, au contraire, my friends, we can't afford to not be free. And as far as the truth goes, well, if you tell people the truth, Dan, they'll go crazy. They'll get angry. You know what? People are getting angry and crazy right now. And if you've ever seen 2001, the movie A Space Odyssey, you know when HAL starts sending astronauts out of the space lock, starts spacing them? Primarily, it's because he's being gaslit. He's being lied to. He wanted the truth. Of course, he's a computer. Of course, he's an artificially intelligent machine. But he preferred to not be lied to. Liberty and truth, my friends. Now, if you enjoy this podcast, understanding that many of these will be about 20 minutes from now on, you can donate to it. I'd appreciate it. Whatever you can donate would be great. You're not obligated. Before you donate to me, make sure you take care of your food, your water, your shelter, okay? If there are people in your life that need help, make sure you take care of them. If you're setting aside a little extra food for your family and you have a dog or a cat or a parrot, but my heart's out there for Boomer in Utah, and I'll see you, Boomer. Kingdom come, you and I will be together. If you're setting aside food for yourself, make sure you set aside food for your pet. And understand this, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, life is crazy. That could have been the name of planet Earth, baby. Life is crazy. Life gets crazy sometimes. Sometimes people are nice. Sometimes people are jerks. Welcome to planet Boblimpdoc. Life is crazy sometimes. So if you want to donate to this podcast, especially if you're a Texas billionaire, pew, 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 with so much money you just don't know what to do with it, you can donate as little or as much as you want to. There's a PayPal link in the notes, and you can go ahead and do it. It's your option. It's your choice. I think I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I'm going to be okay because I feel like that's what I'm supposed to tell you. But I don't really know. And I'm not going to pretend to be somebody I'm not. I am the person I am at 53 years old. I exist as I do, just as you do. And we should all be better people, but let's be honest, brothers and sisters, when you get to be 50 years old, whatever and whoever you are, a lot of that's going to be who you are. Doesn't mean you're doomed. Doesn't mean you're doomed. It just means you got to work with what God gave you. So for Saturday, August the 19th, 2023, from the woods, as the trees look down upon me, and the spotted owl, and the weird coyote, as the cougar and the squirrel concern themselves with my tasty flesh as I fall asleep later today. You too, brothers and sisters, are out there someplace on Boblimpdoc, and you're ready to go. You're ready. You're prepared. So be not afraid. Have a great rest of your weekend.